tune now for adventure and excitement in the world of the future. Entertainment for the entire... right here in Kalamazoo.
Join us now for a voyage into another dimension. A journey into a realm as infinite and limitless as time itself. Our destination, the farthest reaches of the imagination. WMUK Special Projects presents Future Tales.
The Defenders, based on a story by Philip Dick.
And now we bring you a special film on the destruction of San Francisco by radioactive pellets released this week by robots of the Asian Confederation. This bombing was televised by robot cameramen of the Western Confederation as it took place. What you are about to see is a rebroadcast. Here you see the heroic robots, the Levies, who defended San Francisco against the dastardly attack. Of course, since all human life has been under the surface of the Earth for 16 years, there was no actual loss of life in the sense we know it. Still, the vicious destruction of Western Levies by this sneak attack by Asian robots...
The surface war, that's all we hear. That's all everybody works for. 90 cents out of every dollar goes for the surface war. Every man, woman, and child either inventing new weapons or manufacturing robots to fight for us or taking care of the people who are doing the inventing or manufacturing...
Mary, take it easy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad.
Maybe you've been working too hard at the university.
Maybe.
How's the study coming?
All right.
Colonel Morris was asking about it today over at Supreme Headquarters.
I'm still working.
Mary, you haven't mentioned the enemy much.
What's there to say?
Well, is he as hateful as ever?
He hasn't been feeling well.
Well, it's a pity. I hope he doesn't die. After all, he's the only living captive member of the Asian Confederation. How old is he, by the way?
34.
Oh, you're joking, of course.
No.
But Mary, Western society only moved under the surface of Earth. Oh. Now, that would mean that the enemy was captured when he was only a boy.
Yes.
He told you this?
Oh, no. He tells everyone he's 42. I deduced it from inconsistencies in his statement.
Now, that's a little dangerous, isn't it?
You're the only one I've told, Dad.
Well, I wish you wouldn't even tell me these things.
Do you expect your friend, Colonel Morris, to pop out from under the bed?
Now you're being facetious. Now, this is no laughing matter, Mary. The whole concept of the enemy is so charged emotionally...
And so full of lies.
Mary!
It's true. I've been talking to him for 6 months now. He's just an ordinary young man who happens to have had the bad luck to come to symbolize every hated thing we fight against.
I've heard him speak. He is hateful.
He knows what to say if he wants to keep alive.
Mary, I don't want to hear any more of this.
I'm sorry, Dad. I suppose it doesn't serve any useful purpose.
Well, it isn't that. I'm thinking of your own safety. If remarks like this were overheard, do you know what they do to traitors?
I've heard they turn them over to the levies.
They are taken up to the surface. As they approach it, the radioactivity begins to destroy them. By the time they reach the top...
I'll be careful.
Good. Now then, why don't we stop this morbid talk?
All right. Dad?
Yes?
What was it like?
What?
On the surface.
Why, don't you remember?
Uh-uh.
Oh, no, of course not. You were only about 6 at the time. Well, it's best not to talk about it too much.
Well, tell me, Dad, please.
Well, it was... quite different from living underground. We lived in a valley. Your mother and you and I. There were pretty farms along the floor of the valley. Little white houses, green fields. and trees.
Oh, and there were birds.
Yes, I'm afraid the birds are extinct now.
It must have been hard for you, those first years underground.
Well, it wasn't pleasant. But I had my work at the War Institute. There was so much to be done then. Building the levees to take over the surface war. Designing the pneumatic tubes to get supplies and weapons up to the robots. Organizing the robot consoles on the surface. And of course, the constant fight against radiation leakage. And they're still working on that one.
I wonder what my life would have been like if it hadn't happened. About all I know is metal walls and great roaring factories and barracks.
Well, nobody wants to live this way, mind you. We have to. Someday, when their enemy is defeated...
What makes you think you'll be defeated? The Asians are just as secure underground as we are.
When our ladies conquer there...
Dad.
What is it?
Dad, the enemy. The one I've been interviewing.
I thought we weren't discussing him.
He mentioned a word to me.
A word?
Yes. It seems to me that I've heard it before, when I was a little girl.
Well, it's best to forget those things.
No. I don't know what it means, but I have to ask you.
I'd rather you didn't.
Please?
Well...
The word is... peace. Oh, Dad, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shock you. I think I'll go up to my room. I have to get up early. I'm taping an interview with the enemy. Excuse me.
Get me the Director of Internal Security.
Yes?
Morris, this is Donald Taylor.
Yes, Donald.
It's about my daughter.
Mary?
Yes, she's been working with the enemy, as you know, compiling a new study.
Yes.
I'm afraid from some of the things he's told her that he may not be completely... completely sane. I thought perhaps you might, supervise their relationship a little more. After all, she's been spending almost 6 months in his company, several hours a day.
I see what you mean.
Now, I don't mean to suggest that anything has happened already. Her attitude...
Don't concern yourself about it. Everything will be handled discreetly.
The enemy is waiting inside, Miss Taylor.
Good. Is the recording equipment ready to go?
All checked and ready.
You checked the restraint suit on the prisoner?
Yes, miss.
You may leave us alone.
Buzz me when you want me, Miss Taylor.
I will. Thank you, guard. Hello, hateful one.
Hello, beloved.
How are you?
Feeling no pain?
I thought about you last night. I talked to Father.
Be careful.
It's all right.
This can't go on, Mary. Sooner or later, someone will suspect.
Oh, I don't care. I love you.
Mary, we'd better get something on tape if anyone comes in.
All right. Tape number 425X. Subject, recorded interview with captive ZN2, former soldier of the Asian Confederation and enemy of the Western Confederation.
I'm Joseph Calais. Serial number ZN2. Former soldier of the Asian Confederation.
What were you taught to believe concerning the people of the Western Confederation?
I hate them with all my heart. They are inhuman and to be destroyed.
What is your objective?
It is the objective of my people to enslave all members of the Western Confederation and to utilize them for the benefit of the masters of the Asian Confederation.
Did you ever witness any murders of members of the Western Confederation?
I was a pilot in a group which dropped radioactive dust on women and children who were preparing to be evacuated underground. I myself killed some 15,000.
We will discontinue the interview to check the quality of the recording. And to kiss the lips of the captive from the Asian Confederation. Oh, Joseph, I can't can't tell you how it pains me to hear you mouthing stuff.
It keeps me alive.
If there were only some way to escape, some place to go.
The surface is the only place to go. And the radioactivity kills you in 40 minutes with the thickest lead suit.
Sometimes I think even 40 minutes of freedom would be worth it.
40 minutes of pain?
If that's the price, then I...
For myself, I would not care. But for you, Mary...
If only there were a way to reach the surface.
There is a way.
Colonel Morris!
This has been, I must say, a most interesting interview.
Oh, you heard it?
From the beginning. We had the room wired this morning.
Then you know.
Yes.
Oh, what's going to happen to us?
To you, nothing. Because of my friendship with your father and your own youth, we will simply require that you remain silent about what has happened.
And Joseph?
The enemy will be handed over to a D-class levy at the mouth of the tube and taken to the surface. We will perform the entire operation with a ceremony and public announcement.
Oh, he'll die.
Precisely.
Oh, no, please.
Now, you'd better go. Your father is waiting outside.
Oh, Joseph.
Mary, do as he says.
Oh, Joseph, I love you.
Take her out.
Please let me stay. Let me say goodbye to him.
Remove
oh,
her.
Joseph, please. Please let me stay.
Yes?
Did you talk to Colonel Morris?
Yes.
And?
He has permitted you to come along and watch the ceremony, provided there's no display of any sort. And, of course, a public denouncement of the whole matter. He's prepared a statement to the effect that the enemy tried to dupe you, that he used hypnosis. Well?
I'll sign it.
The ceremony is at the foot of the tube. Tomorrow morning at 6. At that hour, the enemy will be handed over to a D-class levy which is being brought down from the surface. Remember your promise.
Prisoner is ready to be turned over, sir.
Is the robot here?
The robot has landed at the foot of the tube, sir. Robot.
Robot N71.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
We have a prisoner to turn over. He is to be taken to the surface and destroyed.
Yes, sir.
Before we send him into the radiation lock, there are a few questions that the military would like to have answered.
Yes, sir.
How is the war going on the surface?
The war continues. We are a little short of fast pursuit craft, the single seat type. Our missiles pounded the Euro munitions plant in Asia Robotine last night with good results.
Excellent. Are you ready to receive the prisoner?
I am ready.
I must warn all observers to remain behind the lead wall when the radiation lock opens. Open the lock. Step into the lock, prisoner.
He's in with the levy. You can almost feel the radiation. By now, he's as good as dead.
Close the lock.
No, no, wait, Joseph.
Canary, come back.
Hold the door.
You'll be burned to death.
Don't go out there. The levy is pushing
Mary.
Her. Close the lock. Sergeant, get a technician in a radiation suit to pick her up. Have her shielded and brought to the decontamination chamber.
Oh, get my her. Daughter.
You'd better get into a lead suit, Donald. We'll see what we can do to save her.
How is she? Bad?
I don't understand it.
Well, what's wrong?
She's cold. Not a trace of radiation.
Well, you mean the lady wasn't radioactive?
It's impossible. Those robots are exposed to enough radiation in an hour to kill a regiment.
Well, could the counter be defective?
I checked it. No, it must be some freak. Somehow she avoided exposure to the rays. Well, you're a very lucky man, Professor.
I'm going to send an order to the surface asking that the same levy be sent down again. There's something very strange about the whole business.
Father.
Mary! Oh, what are you doing here? In a radiation suit.
This is the same levy, isn't it?
Yes, I was just going to examine.
I want to examine it with you.
What?
Well, this is the lady that took Joseph up. I want to speak to it and find out.
Now, Mary, why torture yourself?
There's more torture this way. I have to know if he's alive or dead. I have to know.
He's dead.
The lady will know. Please, Father, please.
Oh, very well. Open the lock, guards. Ready, Mary?
Ready.
Let's go in. You're Robot N-71?
I am.
The same who escorted the prisoner to service this morning?
Yes.
Is he...
He is dead. The radiation killed him before he reached the service.
Oh, no!
Steady, Mary. Robot?
Sir?
You accompanied him to the surface?
Yes.
You've been exposed?
I fought in 3 battles.
Then explain something.
Sir?
According to a counter I have concealed in my suit, you're cold. Not a trace of radioactivity. Now, how do you explain this? Well? Answer me. That's an order.
I must return to the surface.
Not until you answer me.
I must return to continue fighting the war. Do not attempt to stop me.
Dad, he has a ray gun.
Look out! Now keep back! I shorted him with a metal counter. He'll be burned out in a second. Oh, that was close.
I thought these robots were unable to harm their masters.
Well, he might have been bluffing, but I couldn't take the chance.
Why do you suppose he did it?
I don't know. But I'm beginning to suspect something so fantastic that I've got to find out about it.
Find out?
Leave the tube, Mary.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to the surface.
What?
My suit will protect me for about 5 minutes up there.
No one has been up to the surface for years. It's illegal.
I know all about that. Now, will you leave the tube?
No. I'm going with you.
Mary, please.
If you go, I go with you.
All right.
I'm almost afraid to look, Father. The silence is frightening. What was that?
It sounds like a rooster.
Oh, that's impossible. There's no living thing on Earth. Father?
Mary, do you see what I see? But trees, forests, a windmill and farmhouses. Look! Oh, we must be dreaming.
Father, birds, look.
It's unbelievable. I can't believe it. I can't.
Raise your hands, both of you.
It's the lady.
Do as he says. He's armed.
Good. I am Alpha 5, chairman of the Surface Council.
What's this all about? Oh, where's the war? The ruins? What's happened here?
Can't you guess?
The war.
There is no war. There hasn't been any war for 15 years.
No war? But the guns, the munitions.
We have been destroying them as fast as you send them to the surface.
And the Asians?
Their robots have been destroying their arms also.
What about the films of the destruction of San Francisco? The bombings, the slaughter?
Models.
Models?
We have a full-time division of A-class robots who do nothing but photograph the progress of the fictitious war using scale models. The entire destruction of San Francisco, which you witnessed on your televisors, took place on a tabletop.
How did this come about?
Quite logically. You created us to pursue the war for you, while you human beings went below ground to survive. But before we could continue the war, it was necessary to analyze it, to determine its purpose. We did this.
And?
We found it had no purpose. war to the logical mind is absurd, but it fulfills a need in human terms. The need to direct your hatred of yourselves away from you and onto others. Eventually, man will grow up enough so that he can face his own dislike of himself with humility. The time has almost come, as a matter of fact. Until it does come, we decided to preserve the illusion of war. Meanwhile, we rebuilt the cities, replanted the farms, and kept everything in readiness. We are the caretakers.
What will happen to my daughter and myself?
You will remain on the surface with the others.
Others?
There is a small group of members of the Asian Confederation, which came to the surface only a few months ago. They are farming a valley not far from here. By the way, you may remove your radiation suits. There is no radiation.
You said the others. Does that mean that the prisoner, the one who...
He is alive and well.
Father, he's alive. Where is he?
In a farmhouse, not far from here.
Would you take me to him? Can I see him?
Of course.
Wait, there's another car rising in the tube.
Stand aside.
Just remain where you are. Sergeant, take this lady into custody.
Yes, sir.
Well, Professor, this is quite a sight.
How did you happen to come here?
The guard told us you had surfaced. We found the shorted robot where you left it, and we discovered it was cold, so we decided we'd better investigate. Good Lord, what a shock this is.
Oh, a blessing, Colonel, not a shock.
Did the Asians know about this?
A few of them have surfaced, but the underground civilization is still ignorant of it. They think the war is going on just as our people do.
You know what this means, don't you?
Oh, it means the end of the war. It means peace.
It means victory, Professor.
It means we can mount a full-scale attack. We can drop hydrogen fission bombs right down their tubes. We can wipe out the whole race.
No, but there's no need. There's no war.
There will be.
There will be. I'm returning underground to report this to Supreme Headquarters. You'll have to accompany me for security purposes.
You cannot do that, Colonel.
Since when does a robot give orders to a human?
We were constructed to protect you. In this case, we will protect you from yourselves.
Stand aside. We're going to the tube.
I will be happy to stand aside, but you will not be able to descend.
No? Well, we'll just see.
Look out!
Father, what is this? What happened?
Look! Good Lord! They've destroyed the tube. We're sealed off.
Exactly. We have always had heat bombs in readiness for just such an emergency. Lead and rock are fused for a depth of some 10 miles. It will be years before your people can reconstruct the tube.
I don't believe it.
It makes no difference to us whether you believe it or not.
Men, destroy this robot.
There are many more.
Destroy him! Now!
Look, down the road. Humans, a bunch of humans coming toward us.
Why, they're waving. Those are Asians.
Joseph! Joseph! Father, Joseph's with them.
Ready your arms, men. As soon as they're close enough, I'll give the signal to fire.
Colonel, in heaven's name, they aren't even armed.
They're the enemy.
Our only hope for survival is to join with them. We'll need food and shelter. If we destroy them...
The professor's right, Colonel. We're cut off from our own people. Sergeant, another word and I'll have you court-martialed. Now, ready your weapons.
Men, don't do it. Our only hope now is peace.
Silence!
I've got to warn you. Go back! Go back!
All right, Professor, you asked for it. Now!
Father! Father? Is he?
Colonel Morris is dead. Thank you, Sergeant. You've saved not only my life, but many others.
I couldn't see any other way, Professor. We gotta live, too.
Father.
Yes, Mary?
Does this mean that we can have peace?
If we want it, Mary. If we really want it, we can have it.
Thank you.
WMUK Special Projects has presented The Defenders, based on a story by Philip Dick and adapted for radio by George Lefferts. Our cast included Peg Small as Mary, Mark Spink as her father, Tom Small as Colonel Morris, John Scott as Joseph, Dick Atwell as Robot A5, Eric Grandstaff as the D-Class Letty, and John Provencher as the Sergeant. Future Tense is produced and directed by L.A. Siegel. If you are enjoying these Future Tense programs and would like to hear more drama on WMUK, please let us know. Address your comments as well as suggestions for future programs to Future Tense, WMUK, Western Michigan University, Kalamazoo, Michigan. The zip code is 49001. This is Gerard McLeod inviting you and your entire family to join us every Monday through Thursday at this same time for Future Tense. Be sure to listen. Be sure to listen.